Today is Friday, October 2nd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So last night after I recorded, I went downstairs. I kind of half-assed P90X. I'm gonna admit it right now. It was kind of not my best. It was not my best effort. But, you know, it is what it is. At least I got up and did something. I don't know if I should really be using that excuse, like, but they always say, you know, at least you went to the gym. Even if you didn't do your full potential, at least you got up off the couch, you put on your workout clothes, you went. That's better than some people. But after a certain amount of time, it's like, well, but if I do that every day, you know, and I eat a donut on the way to the gym, maybe I'm giving myself a little bit too much credit, you know? I didn't go to the gym, but I mean, at least I got my sweat. I got my workout clothes on. We put on the video, the VHS tape. It's not. It's an app on the phone that, anyway, but it used to be DVDs, and I still own some of the DVDs, but now they have a Beachbody.com app. And we subscribe to it, and you can stream the various workouts from it. So I don't know. Anyway, we did that. I think both of us kind of half-assed it, to be honest, because I believe Mark said after the fact, I wasn't really feeling that one. So, but we have victory week next week, which means we're going to be svelte. We are going to both be muscular and hot and perfect bodies because we're at the end. So then we just kind of sat around and watched YouTube. I changed clothes. My parents brought over their dog, and I know I mentioned that was going to happen. So Shane came over, and he's here right now. And I know I was mentioning it before, but he's getting elderly, and he tore a hamstring or a ligament or something like a couple of weeks ago. What do athletes tear? There's something that's very common. Anyway, so he tore something, and they may have to do surgery, but they're trying not to, so now he's limping. He can't really jump. His leg shakes when he stands up. he's pretty pitiful, really. Now, you know, and as people get older, and now this is true with geriatric animals, with pets, you know, they start prescribing different medicines to keep them alive, basically. So he has a pill he has to take, two pills he had to take in the morning. Three different pills he had to take in the evening. We have to feed him a certain way so that he doesn't get choked. Well, a certain amount of food so he doesn't get choked. So anyway, I mean, and it's not funny, but I mean, it is kind of funny because it's like, you know, used to your dog would get old and you'd take him out back and shoot him in the head or whatever. And I'm not saying that he needs to be shot. That was horrible. That was very horrible. I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, a long time ago, your pets would just... something would happen and you would kind of put them out of their misery. And now it's to the point where I think it's good, but I mean, we treat our pets like humans. So now it's like you take them to the vet and they're like, oh, well, they've got high blood pressure. So then you've got to give them, I don't know if they really do that, but I mean, you know, they're always, oh, your pet's getting diabetes. Well, we got to give them insulin shots every day. You know, your pet has this and that and the other. And so it's good that we treat our pets well. It is. But it's just a stark contrast from the way it was like when I was growing up and the way it is now. And so anyway, we have to give him all this medicine and feed him only a certain amount so he doesn't get choked because he has that collapsed trachea or whatever. So he's here. So we're taking care of him. And then I was on the Archer Gangbang show so you guys could... You know, I don't know if he's releasing that on his regular feed, but if you go to archerradio.com, if you go to pride48.com/shows, you can actually find his website, but it's not archerradio.com. Let me look. pride48.com/shows. And if I look for Archer Radio, the website, oh, it's archer.com. ARCHERR.com. So, oh, he did. I see it right here. Released October 1st. He released it last night. So if you're not subscribed, you should listen. It was myself and Nessa and Daniel and Larry Vader and Archer. And it was fun. We had a lot of fun. I did have to leave because I asked Mark. I said, so I have a podcast. I have another podcast. Mark's like, ugh, another one? How many podcasts are you going to do? I'm like, well, I was just a guest. You know, I was just asked to be a guest, and, you know, it's not like a every week thing or anything like that. And so, and anyway, but I said, do you want to eat dinner before or after? Because the podcast was recording at 8 p.m. our time, which is Central Time. Most of the Pride 48 folks are either Eastern or Pacific, but I'm Central. And so 8 p.m. Central is when we were recording, and that's normally our dinner time because we eat, apparently some people think that's late. So we eat late. So I said, do you want to eat at 7 or do you want to eat at 9? Because Archer had said that it would only take about an hour. So I'm like, do you want to eat at 9 or 7? And he said, yeah, I think I'd rather eat at 9 because I had a snack. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So anyway, we just kind of watched YouTube and hung out until it was time for me to record. And then I came up and recorded, and it was fun, but we were still going when it hit 9 o'clock. And so I'm like, raise my hand. Excuse me. I have a hard stop. That is such a business thing for you to say as well. That's like a Zoom call on a business meeting. You're like, I'm sorry. I have a hard stop on the hour. I have to jump to another call. But we had some great synergy on this meeting. Anyway, so I had to leave because I had told Mark we were going to eat at 9. And so I left, and I assumed they finished. I don't know how long they went, but they were saying they were going to wrap up pretty quickly. And but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. You guys should go listen to it. And so we streamed live on pride48.com. That still is a thing that people do. And so anyway, after that, we ate, and then, you know, I had to brush Sydney because it was my turn and all that good stuff and take the dogs out, and that was kind of the evening. And I woke up this morning to, and I know we all woke up this morning to this. I woke up to this morning to Good Morning America saying President Trump and Mrs. Trump, the First Lady, tested positive for COVID-19. I don't think I've ever had more mixed emotions about something in my life. On the one hand, you know, a lot of us feel that he did not handle COVID-19 and is not handling COVID-19 well, and that he, you know, is not wearing a mask like he should, holding all these rallies when he shouldn't be holding rallies and all this kind of stuff. And all of that is true. I mean, all of that is true. I mean, I'm not backing down on that. And so, you know, you might be one to say, oh, well, serves him right for not wearing a mask and having these rallies with thousands of people and shaking everyone's hands and all of this kind of stuff. But, you know, then on the other hand, I think, well, I don't want to wish things on anyone. I don't care who they are. Like, I don't want to wish bad things on anyone. And then on the other hand, you think, well, now he'll know like what it's like, and maybe he'll start being more serious about it, and maybe that will help people, you know, in the future. But then on the other hand, I think, well, what if he has really bad symptoms and then we're like, we have to go through that whole thing where they have to exercise the 25th Amendment, and then, you know, Trump doesn't want to do it, and we have all this drama, and then we're having, you know, we have no president, you know, I don't know. I mean, well, I mean, I know we would, but, and then on the other hand, have we really had a president for the past 4 years? You know, you could argue that point. So I don't know. I woke up to that and I'm just like, oh geez, could it be anything else? I mean, we have fires in California. For those of you who are Christians, it's like, We're starting the end of the world. The rapture is upon us, everyone. All we need is the Antichrist, and then, you know, we're set to go. Maybe that's Trump. I don't know. But so that's what I woke up to this morning, which is what all of us woke up to this morning. And that was interesting. So I'm doing some more techie stuff. I've decided I don't have enough hobbies, you know, enough stuff going on. And so I don't even know how to describe this, but I'm writing a bot application, an application that's going to do a lot of different things. So, so first of all, so all of the people who are part of Pride 48, for the most part, unless I forgot, because it's not automatic, I have to manually do it when people sign up. So occasionally I forget. So if you're a podcaster and this doesn't happen for you, please email me and let me know and I'll make sure it happens. But for the most part, we use this automation service called IFTTT that when every time there's a new entry on your podcast RSS, that it posts a tweet to the Pride 48 Twitter account, you know, kind of posting that a new episode was released. So, you know, theoretically, the Pride 48 account has more followers than your individual podcast account. For some of them, that's true. For some, it's not. I mean, some podcasts have really large following. And so, anyway, so the bot is going to... So, they're going to start charging for that service. It's always been free. And we're going to pay for it, but the bot that I'm writing is going to basically do that. It's going to listen, and every time there's a new feed entry, it's going to tweet. And also, we can add Facebook, and we can add Instagram, and we can add other things. So, I'm going to do that, but it's also going to do other things. And so, I've started working on that. Another thing is we're going to start collecting Pride 48 bumpers again. So if you're a podcaster and you want to create a bumper, listen to the bumper at the end and create one. We're going to start putting those on the site and asking people again, kind of asking people to start using those so we can promote Pride 48 and, you know, make sure that everyone knows about it. So you'll hear a new one that Antibira or Scott recorded for... That darn Elvis. And but yeah, we're gonna start collecting those again and lots of other things. So I'll go ahead and end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call I don't remember the phone number. Shit. You can call. I am seriously getting old. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.